Hey, welcome to Retired Now What, the podcast that's here to guide you through the exciting journey of retirement. Whether you're asking yourself now what or eager to explore the untapped possibilities in this new chapter, you're in the right place. I'm your host, Michael Kiffmeyer, and together we will discover how to repurpose your knowledge, embrace mastery, and live a purpose-driven life. Let's dive in. Hello, everyone. This is Michael Kiffmeyer, and this is the podcast of You're Retired, Now What? This is episode number 15, and this is an episode that I want to talk about reframing your ideas about retirement and what it means today. I want to dive into topics that challenge conventional wisdom and inspire new perspectives on what retirement means. You know, there was a time that we retired, we worked for a company or we worked for an organization for 40 years, got our gold watches and had dreams of playing golf nonstop and umbrella drinks on the beach. You know, that works for a while, but after 2 or 3 years, a person needs a sense of purpose. And if you don't have a sense of purpose, then life becomes a drag and you don't know what to do with yourself. It's pretty good when you worked because you had a structure, you know exactly what was expected of you. And many of us, that was our identity. That's what we did. But I want to share with you, that's not who you are. That's what you did, exactly like that. You are a creative individual that has a lot of experience, and perhaps you could convey some of that experience into hobbies, tasks, or maybe you might even want to start your own business. You can do that. You know, recently I read about a gentleman, he was from Taiwan, and he started the world's largest chip manufacturer for computers when he was 55 years old. You know who his biggest customer is now? Apple Computer. He supplies all their chips and that they need for their computers and intelligence. And he's a shining example of you don't just because you retire from a job, you don't have to quit if you don't want to. So let's take a look at what retirement means here in the 21st century. You know, there was a gentleman by the name of Otto von Bismarck back in 1889, and he was the prime minister of Germany, and he wanted to reward his people once they had worked for so long with a pension to help them in their retired life. Well, back in 1889, the average life expectancy was 44 years of age. And now our life expectancy, let's say you work at retired at 65, you got another 25 or 30 years to live. And that's a long time to not have a sense of purpose or something to do. The honeymoon period, as I like to call it, it loses its luster after the second or third year. You can travel, you know, wherever you want to. You can go on as many vacations you want to, as long as you have the financial wherewithal. But eventually that gets tiring. I want you to think back, just like when you went on vacations while you were in your working years. By the end of 2 weeks, you were probably ready to get back to work because you had rested, you felt rejuvenated, and now you're saying, okay, I'm ready to go back to work. Well, what are you going to do when you are retired and you really don't have a plan? You thought that was kind of it, that it was going to be a nonstop vacation. But we need financial security. It's critical aspect of retirement, but we also have other needs as well. Beyond financial security, there's emotional and psychological aspects of retirement. Many people struggle with the transition from going from a full-time job to retirement. They had a sense of purpose, they had a structure, they had friends. And I'm not saying that you might not have friends, but I'll guarantee you this: when you worked, you had colleagues you talked with and interacted with every day. And once that's gone, that can really be a shot to your inner being. You find yourself asking that question, okay, now what? What do I do now? And that's exactly why I put this community together. I used to watch along my career path, I was a recruiter, a headhunter, if you will, for some time, and I watched people walk into my office with that deer in the headlights look, especially people from the automobile industry, like at up in Detroit, Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, and their jobs were gone. And they said, "What do we do now?" They had generations of their family that had worked for these plants, and now everything had changed because once the Japanese came in and brought their automobile plants to the United States, it shifted south. And I'd say, "Well, you certainly could go work for one of these companies." Well, they didn't want to. They wanted to stay where they were, and but they struggle in the interim until they had a sense of identity on what they were going to do next. Many people don't even look at goals like that. They just had a job, and then when that job's gone, so goes their identity, and they feel lost. My hope for you is you don't get to that point, and if there's things that I can bring up in these podcasts that you're listening to, please tell me, because it's important to have social connections. And once you're retired, you need to reach out, and you can't ignore it because we were made to interact with one another. You don't no longer have a built-in social network. That's why it's crucial to nurture your friendships, your friends, your community groups, etc. And if you are an introvert, you're going to have to go out of your way to kind of reach out, join groups in different areas, maybe take a class, because if you don't, you're going to become isolated, you're going to be lonely, and that is going to take years off your life that you hadn't planned on. The idea of retirement, it comes from Otto von Bismarck, who used to be the general prime minister of Germany back in 1889. When people worked for him for so many years, he wanted to give them a stipend or a pension, if you will, to reward them for all the hard work they've done. Well, back then, the average lifespan was 44. So if somebody worked for 10 years or 30 years, excuse me, what, they got another 15 years of pension? And if they worked until they were 40, they got 4 years worth of pension. And if you stop and think about that, well, we're going to live all this other time. What are you going to do with that? Okay. You've got to account for inflation. Right now, this today is April 15th, 2024, and inflation in the United States and the rest of the world right now, it's gone through the roof. I read where eggs, and any of you that have been in the grocery store lately, eggs have gone up 104%. How do you plan for that once you retire? What are you going to do? And one of the first things I like to want you to think of is that you got to think of how you're going to survive financially. And to make sure you take care of yourself, what I like, I came up with an idea of, in business, we have return on investment. How much, if we're going to invest this, how much money, how do we get a good return on our investment? Same in retirement. So my definition of ROI in retirement is, I'd like you to reframe the way you think about retirement. I'd like you to optimize what you do in retirement, and I'd like you to ignite. So reframing yourself in retirement, it's a you could look at like a phased retirement. And what I mean by that, you don't just have to work full time. You can work part time and kind of phase yourself into the leisurely lifestyle. A type of retirement that perhaps you long for. But you need to find something that you can stay engaged with. It's meaningful and it gives you that real sense of purpose. And it gives you that structure. Okay. People say they hate structure and whatever, and I was one of those, but the fact of the matter is, if you don't have a plan and you don't work that plan, you're going to drift out there. I talked to a client today, and this client is 66 years old. And they are encouraged to stay until they're 67 now to get their full retirement from, say, Social Security and even their pension. But this individual decided they want to retire, and that's all there is to it. Her husband's already retired, and she's watched it for a year. And she's going to jump out early. I don't think that's the wisest financial decision to make, but it's her life, and if they don't plan better, they're going to be hurting when something drastic happens. As a baby boomer, I'm not ready to retire. I always have to have something to do. I always have. I'm one of those type A individuals that I always need something to engage in, something that I'm dreaming of, be it work or volunteering or something else. I would encourage you all to do the same. You start to think about, how are you going to retire? What's it going to look like? The second part is you need to optimize your retirement. When you optimize your retirement, you're taking care of your well-being. And well-being can go from everywhere from your mental state to your physical state. And if you don't continue to maximize what you're involved in and being fulfilled, then you're probably going to age or even pass away way before your time. So that's why I always encourage all my listeners to have a sense of purpose. Probably one of the first things one needs to look at is financial planning. Now, I'm sure, I'm not assuming, but more than enough of you on this podcast, you've got financial planners or advisors that have helped you along the way. But one of the other things you need to plan for is, first and foremost, I would encourage you to have at least 6 months' worth of retirement savings put back. Because if the bottom falls out of the markets, and everything goes to the moon, price-wise, like they are right now, you're going to be in a hurting status, and you're not going to be able to afford things. You're going to have to readjust your thinking, and there's nothing wor any worse in my mind to have to make a plan once you got your back up against the wall. That's reactive instead of proactive. I encourage you to be proactive, and if you don't have another steady income stream, then you have to decide how you're going to pay for things if things go way up. You need to take care of your health and wellness. Okay, that and I spoke about this a little earlier. You need to move. You need to walk. You need to swim. Go to the gym. Do some strength resistance. And this is not only good for your body. This is good for your emotional well-being. We've got endorphins, and when we exercise, we can let those dopamine cells release, and we feel good about ourselves. And I want to encourage all of you to continue feeling good about yourself and live in a sense of fulfillment, not in a position of, oh gosh, what am I going to do today? The other thing that can keep you sharp and keep, have an impact in this next chapter of your life is become a lifelong learner. Now, folks say, well, I went to school and I did that. Yeah, but things change. Being a lifelong learner was easy for me because I originally started my career out as a teacher. But I had a natural curiosity that I wanted to learn as much as I could about anything I could. And that's what piques your interest. And when you open yourself up to something new, you'll be amazed that you'll say, you know what? I really want to investigate that. What can that mean for me? You can join book clubs, you can take online courses, and you can look into different groups. It doesn't have to be well structured, but it helps you become informed. I'd say stay informed about current events. We're a global economy right now, and we can't do things like we did 30 and 40 years ago. It's changed, and you need to keep yourself open to change. And if it's better than the old way, why not embrace it? And why not make yourself feel really great that you've learned something new and you might be able to share that with others? We as human beings, we're social creatures, and you need to maintain your social connections. I said earlier that you had colleagues and friends when you worked and you interacted. But once you're retired, you got to make a conscious decision to nurture your relationships with your friends and your families, maybe even meet new people, because you're not going to have that same network you had when you were working. Consider possibly of joining a retirement community or co-housing arrangement to enjoy the benefits of what that is all about. And embrace technology to stay in touch with loved ones. Listen, I was 37, 38 years old before I ever touched a computer seriously. And once I did, I learned how to marry education to technology and reached out to people to teach them online learning. Well, that's really great. I mean, right now, even if you have children or family in another state, with the advent of Zoom and presentations like I'm giving right now, and video cameras or cam recorders, you can talk to your family even though they're far away. I think that's pretty cool. Because so many times in the past, families lost touch with one another. Your life needs purpose and meaning. You need to reflect on your values, interests, and passions to identify activities that bring you purpose and meaning. Explore volunteering, perhaps part-time work. Engage in creative pursuits. Writing, painting, gardening, whatever, working on little cars, sewing dresses, whatever matches with your values, there might be an interest there that you need to investigate. Quit thinking about what you did in the past all the time, okay? There's nothing you can do about the past, and except it's a fond memory. But you can use some of those areas that you're very skillful in the past to kind of help you with what you're going to do in the future. You've overcome many obstacles through the course of your lifetime. Use those lessons not only to help yourself, but perhaps help others that don't have your area of expertise. Traveling and exploring is a wonderful way to open your mind and to look at different ways how other people live in other parts of the world, other parts of the country. And you could do something like consider joining tours so that you can have a group that you might even develop a group that wants to travel on a regular basis. This is all fun and engaging, and it will fulfill you. You need self-care and leisure, but after a while, it starts to, it can get old. Meditate and prayer helps a great deal of helping you get through the day and thinking what's important to you. You need to make time for the activities that you enjoy. It could be reading, gardening, riding a motorcycle, camping, whatever. But you need to do things and have a plan to do these sorts of things so that it helps fulfill you in your well-being. So this kind of all these activities will help you optimize your retirement. And this retirement is not just about stopping work, it's about embracing new opportunities, exploring new passions, and living life to the fullest. The third area to look at in our retirement for investment that I talked about earlier is you need to ignite your retirement. What's that mean? That means when you finally get excited about something, you need to engage and go towards something rather than be afraid of it. Fear is false evidence appearing real. It's been proven that many of the things that we worry about, they never happen. Just they happen in our mind. And don't be afraid to try something new. There is a gentleman out of Taiwan. At 55 years old, after he had worked for some of the biggest computer firms in the country, or the world, he started out on his own, went back to Taiwan after spending many years in the United States, and he's developed the biggest chip company in the world for computers and phones, etc. Guess what his number one client is? It's Apple. They depend on him for everything, and he's the largest chip manufacturer in the world. It goes to show you that if something has your interest and if you feel you can do something such as this, go for it. And what's it mean to reignite your retirement? Discover your passions. If you see something that you think you might like to investigate, investigate it. Work in an iterative fashion and try if you want to work in that area or if you want to pursue that area just for your own self, make sure your passions match your value. Because if you have values and you think something sounds good, and then but it really doesn't match your values, I don't think you're going to do it very long. You're going to say, well, I don't think that's for me, and then you quit. And I don't think there's anything wrong with trying something and it doesn't work. Look back at when you first started your career, or you went to work your first job. Well, you might have seen other things while you're working that job. You say, you know what? I think I'd be good at this. I know from my own personal experience, I never knew some of the jobs that I've had throughout my life were even available. I grew up in a small town in Ohio, and I was just amazed. And I'm saying you can do the same thing. Don't worry about your age. It's just a number. But worry more about your next phase and what you would like to do it. You need to take action. You can't just sit there and think about something and not take some action. Those people in this life that are successful, what they are is they're action takers. They see something, they pursue it, they come up with a plan, and they measure that plan with timelines. I'm going to accomplish this by this day. Give you a great example. I want to lose 50 pounds by the end of July. Well, how am I going to go about that? And what you got to do is have a plan for each day, know how you're going to eat, know how what exercises that you feel that are best for you. So that's what I mean by taking action. If you're going to build an old car, a lot of male listeners, they want to build up an old car. So how are you going to do it? You need to have a plan. You can't just go at things like, oh, well, it'll happen. Guess what? Never does. A dream is just that, unless you have a plan behind it with a time frame and different steps that you're going to do to make sure that you accomplish that goal. And doesn't it feel great when you accomplish something? Just think throughout your life. It feels wonderful. And you feel good about yourself. You've made those that are important to you proud of you. And those are all great feelings. You heard me earlier say you need to nurture your family, friends, and colleagues and different people that you like to hang around. Well, that's your support system, and you need to cherish it each and every day, because if you don't cherish it, they're going to fade away, and then you're going to start from square one again. I'm a strong believer you need to stay active and healthy. Physical and mental well-being is going to affect your retirement in this next phase. You need to prioritize staying healthy by eating right, doing different exercises, getting involved, and feeling good about yourself on the inside as well as looking good on the outside. I talked to you earlier about continuing learning. You'd be surprised at what you can learn, and if you put your mind to it, and you'll be surprised that how you feel, and it'll open up new avenues for you. It helps you to maintain your cognitive function, and it's sti and stimulating our brains keep us alive and well. You know, perhaps you have friends that have early signs of dementia or Alzheimer's. Both of them are just terrible diseases. But exercising your mind on a daily basis can be a real preventative to you from ever attracting those sort of diseases, if you will. Look, retirement is not the end of the ro road. It's a new beginning. You raised a family, you had a significant other, you did everything you were asked to do. It's your time now. And why do you have to think that this is the end of the road, this is as good as it's going to get? I call BS on that. I don't believe it. And you know, there's a gentleman by the name of Dan Buettner, and he traveled the world. He wrote a book called The Blue Zones. He even did a series on Netflix. And he wanted to see why all these people in certain sections of the world, why were they living so long? And when I talk long, I'm talking 90, 100 years old, 105. And the funny thing, the common denominator was they all had a sense of purpose each and every day. Now, what they did say in their 40s might not be the same thing they're doing in their 80s, but they still maintained and were active every day of their life. Those of us that have worked well for major companies or organizations, maybe it's time for you to also think about giving back. Giving back to those less fortunate, giving back to a young person trying to start their career, that you could give them some advice, etc. It doesn't have to be a full-time gig, but I'll tell you what, they sure would appreciate it. Because right now, you've probably read it's hard for college grads to even get a job. And many college graduates are working at places that they couldn't, fast food and coffee shops, etc., when they've spent, devoted their life to becoming either an engineer or a I don't know, a teacher. Jobs are hard, and it's not simple. But if you could guide a young person to a pathway, wouldn't that be fulfilling for you and for the individual as well? Ever wonder what makes a great life in retirement? Today's retirees are changing, and pre-retirees, the definition of success in retirement. They want to be active, engaged, and purposeful. They want to stay physically fit. They want to continue learn and try new things. They also, the old definition of success in retirement may have centered on wealth and leisure, but the new definition means thriving across four pillars of the new retirement: health, family, purpose, and finances. If you ask most retirees what makes a fulfilling life in retirement, the most common answers are they want meaning. They want a sense of accomplishment, a sense of vitality, good relationships, sense of well-being, and money's at the bottom of the list, which is amazing. Because if you're like me, you were told that was what you had to strive for. But after you have enough money, you're gonna be asking yourself the question, now what? Now what do I want to do? I want you to ponder these thoughts and see how they apply to you. It's not the end of the road, and it's a chance for you to do something completely new. Well, that's just about all I have today. I hope you enjoyed this thought-provoking episode. I hope you've enjoyed our exploration of rethinking retirement and what that means to you. As always, I encourage you to share this podcast with friends, family, and colleagues. If you're challenged right now with feeling what's next for me, I'll guarantee you your friends, colleagues, and family, if they're around your age, they're in the same boat. So that's all for now. I'd appreciate you forwarding this podcast to possibly help others. And if you have any questions or any thoughts of what you'd like to learn more about in the podcast, just DM me either on Facebook, Michael Kiffmeyer, or you can also hit my email, which is michael@michaelkiffmeyer.com. My last name is spelled KIFF2 MEYER. I thank you very much, and I hope to visit with all of you again soon. Thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Retired Now What? I hope today's conversation has given you some valuable insights as you navigate the journey of life after retirement. Always remember, life doesn't stop after retirement, it's an opportunity for a new beginning.